Joining us on the phone right now from London is Tom Rivers with ABC News. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
We're doing good. We've been watching this Ramadi story now, as you know, for the past few days. And just in the past hour or so, a military spokesman, a brigadier general, has announced that Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, fully liberated. But a few minutes ago, a head of military operations in that particular province said, well, we've captured the main government complex. And they're still, you know, very weak, but pockets of resistance. So they're still going to be literally going from door to door, flushing out whatever resistance they've been facing now. Things like suicide bombers, snipers, booby traps, you name it. So they've been going pretty slow, but they've been pretty sure in what they're doing. You've probably seen the pictures, though. Boy, there is not a building in that city that looks untouched by the initial takeover by ISIS in May and now the retakeover by government forces. Not a whole lot left.
That's the interesting thing is they've taken it back, but now it's a pile of rubble. They don't have much that they've been able to really get control of as they take back, right? I mean, now how easy is it for them to rebuild and make this city operational again? Or, you know, is it more of a symbolic victory than anything else?
It's symbolic, and I guess people are going to go back and try to start their lives up. But, I mean, literally, it's not like, you know, a little bit of tinkering here and there and you're back in business. Not the case. One of the first things ISIS did was blow up every bridge in that city. Those are large infrastructure projects costing, again, lots of money. And, again, you look at every street corner, as you say, it's rubble up and down the street.
How much of the force is just Iraqi military and how much of it is help from the coalition?
Yeah, coalition air support. Interesting on the ground this time because, you remember, think back to May and those pictures, those ingrained pictures of government forces just speeding out of Ramadi, and they outnumbered. Like, remember, ISIS forces at that time, something like 10 to 1. But they split. They took off in Humvees. Anything that was moving, they jumped on and got out of there. And those same Iraqi forces now, regrouped, have taken over Ramadi. They had some arguably better fighters, the Shiite militias, but they were used in Tikrit to take that over. Not the case here. They, A, wanted to see if the Iraqi army could do it, and as you say, symbolically it was important for them to come back and say, look, we've come back and we're not going to put up with this anymore. They've got Tikrit, Ramadi. The big prize is always Mosul, and that's the second largest city in Iraq. If they can eventually get that, all intents and purposes, ISIS is done in Iraq, and then you can concentrate forces on dealing with them in Syria specifically.
Do you think we'll look back on this as a turning point, that things are starting to shape up the right way and we've got ISIS on the run in various places, or will they just regroup elsewhere and get stronger there?
Well, I think it's a good, great question. I think the momentum certainly now is with the government, but it's slow as it goes. I don't think you can say the game is over in Iraq until, you know, the bloody battle for Mosul will be over. And then, you know, we've got a situation where you then have the coalition and you've got Russia as well saying, okay, let's really, really concentrate on Syria specifically. A different way of looking at this caliphate, in essence, cut in two.
Yeah, no kidding. Very interesting. Tom Rivers from ABC News. You can follow him on Twitter, @TomRiversABC. Thanks so much for checking in this morning.
Take care.
All right, Tom Rivers.